Hola, conquitas, and welcome to season 2.0, episode 2 of Dude, Don't Está Mi Podcast. Join us on our magical journey as we travel into our cochina minds, where we like to keep it wet, wild, and perbuki, wasted. Listen in while we talk to all things life, love, dick, and meckle. Sit back, light your candles, and get that lotion ready. My name is Richard.
I'm Aaron.
And I'm Ram.
Andale mis pendejos, let's get it going. Okay, so we want to get started and have some motherfucking fun today. I wanted to talk about some wonderful things that, you know, ensure that our listeners have an enjoyable time. They wet themselves driving and are able to listen with their children as they go to school and drop them off. Push them out the fucking car because fucking kids.
absolutely.
Oh, look, fuck your kids. All right, so I have a big question because I just, you know, I talk about dick at the very beginning. So are you a lube, lotion, or a dry guy when you fap?
Who's answering first? Ram, you answer first.
Am I a lube, lotion?
Lotion, do you lube that shit up or do you just hit that shit raw?
I just hit that shit raw. So I am uncircumcised, so I have no problem with the dick anyway. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Like, yeah. You know, like,
Shit, okay, we just going for it. All right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Because, yeah, I've never used lotion. Mm. You know how, like, those memes or, like, those shows where you have a bottle of lotion next to your bed with Kleenex?
No, normal people?
Never been me.
Got it.
Normal. Or, like, never when been people, me. Like, fucking jack off with a sock, I've never...
That's never been me either.
That's some white people shit right there.
Yeah, no.
No, so...
That's when you live in the suburbs. That's when you got them extra socks to be doing all this
right.
Shit.
Aaron?
Never like lotion. Like lube and stuff, of course, but never like...
But like lube for your... Like if you're taking care of yourself, you...
It honestly depends.
Lube? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. If it's wet, it's ready. That's all I say. If it's wet, it's ready. Mayo, ketchup...
Condiments galore.
Okay. Fucking mayo and ketchup.
Nut to self. Going to Richard's place. Uh-huh. Stay from the condiments.
Why does peanut butter have a hole in it?
Mind your business. That's all. Mind your business.
Why is your mayo always filled up?
Oh lord.
The expiration date is 3 times over, but that thing is full.
Pure. It's pure. Delicious and clear.
It looks like that olive oil mayo with the, you know,
the fucking mayonnaise I went with the lime.
Yes, it looks kind of yellow. Why is it spicy?
That's fucking.
Why
disgusting.
Is it spicy?
That's fucking terrible.
That is horrible.
Oh my god. I don't know. For me, I think I honestly it's whatever mood I'm in. Lube, lotion.
So you have used
feet,
lotion before?
Dry, I mean whatever.
Huh? You have used lotion before?
Yeah.
Did you say feet or dry? Like, am I the only one that caught that?
So this one girl I was with, because, you know, I won't obviously say any names, sandpaper hands during a hand job.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Offered to use lotion one time, and I was relieved. So
literally
that one time, I guess lotion was in play. So
I would honestly say, like Rich said, it just depends on my mood, honestly. Mm-hmm.
Spit.
But a lot of the times, sometimes just over the boxer, you know, I don't even whip it out. It's just,
dang,
must be nice.
You rub one out and
must be nice.
You know, throw the boxers in the hamper, shower, and
how did we get here?
Ready
what
for
are we talking about?
Ready for bed.
What are our values?
No, literally.
This what is happened to the church?
They were there. They knew.
They were present.
Oh, God. Who do you think taught me, bitch?
Oh, no. Oh, fuck.
That's awesome.
Season 2.0 vibes.
Daddy wasn't there.
Where's my dad?
Every time I listen to an episode and I hear you say that, because you kind of say it like kind of subtle, like
just sneaking
very
in there.
Subtle. And I'm like, where's my dad? Like, that was hilarious.
It worked
Papa,
out in the
end.
Papi no.
Papi no.
Oh god.
It's okay.
Maybe so, want to let the listeners know that season 1 of episode 2.0 was filmed off location. Today we are actually back in the studio together again. Episode one was filmed or recorded over stream. So today and going forward, we're back in the studio. So it's great to be around you guys and see your lovely faces.
It's a different
energy. Person. It's definitely a different energy. Yeah. So definitely.
I mean, now we can't beat it while we talk, but I mean, that, it is what it is.
True. I mean, no one has to know what you're doing under the table. I mean, that's, you know.
Not under the table.
I got to make my meal. But no, it is pretty bad. It is pretty awesome to be back. I think we do have a different vibe. I think Aaron talks shit to me a little bit more when he can see my face.
This is true.
I think so, too. They were flowy. So,
and then we can actually see each other's faces and not Aaron's forehead. Grandpa over here. Where are you at?
Literally, they fucking had me try to assemble like a mic stand, and I was so fucking lost. I was about to YouTube that shit. How to put together a mic stand?
Tell us what you called it when we were first testing out audio for it. You're like, what is this cheap? Like the setup you were talking about the setup.
Oh,
a flea market setup or something.
My bootleg setup or
bootleg, something like that.
Yeah, I'm like my fucking raggedy ass, fucking dingy ass setup. These motherfuckers over here got fucking Transformers in their rooms and shit. And I'm over here Decepticon, like fuck.
Decepticon spelled with a G? Nah. Is that bootleg? Is that
bootleg? I was like Decepticon. I'm in my head trying to sound it out. Guess at the con.
Gaysepticon, yeah.
It sounds like a slur.
That would be something like Hispanic moms say when they're trying to pronounce, like, when they say Home Depot, but they're saying, like, what is the Walmart and the
H-E-B.
Home Depot, H-E-B. you know, that's what that sounded like.
Whore. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Bitch, are you vaping? You're just vaping right there?
Okay? Your lungs!
Oh, I couldn't see what you just did. Oh my God.
I'm being called out in my own home.
Right.
Vaping, bitch.
Okay. I had to mute my mic, and then I didn't even take that hit. I wasted all that. Yeah, I vape in my apartment.
The wallpaper's all falling off. The carpet's yellow.
If my landlord is listening to this podcast,
piss and vape.
If my landlord is listening to this podcast, I am not vaping in my apartment.
You're going to start a fire with that thing.
Now, that would be a plot fucking twist if the apartment complex listened to this shit.
They'd be like,
they're waving their fists in the air.
You'll ruin the day.
You'll ruin the day. You get a fucking surcharge on your rent next month.
$5,000.
Right.
For what?
What the fuck for what?
For all that vape toxin.
They come in here toxin. To do an inspection. It looks pithy.
It looks a little yellow.
While it smells like pith in here.
It looks like pithy. It looks a little pithy. What the fuck are we even talking about?
Oh, shit. Okay.
Oh, no.
It's worth it. It's worth it.
So before we started the podcast, Richard and Buki.
Oh, yeah.
Took a shot. Aaron and I are drinking beer.
Yeah. I want everybody to understand this. When it's your time to meet Buki, it's going to be a wonderful time. Mm-hmm. But he can go fuck himself from the top to the bottom, to the left to the right. This dude, I thought I was a bad influence. He's terrible.
Okay, but weren't the sake bombs y'all had at lunch your decision?
No, that wasn't me. That was that motherfucker.
Oh, shit. Well,
we sat down instantly. Sake bomb? Like, no,
and
we can't do sake.
I definitely made them take tequila shots before we started recording.
That's
as well.
True. But you know what? Who says no to a sake bomb?
Right.
You know? Well, it's kind of like you walk
you do
in.
It reverse when you have a shot.
No, I'm
of
not
going
to lie. They had like hella sake.
Really?
So the last one they did was literally like a double sake shot. That bitch was big.
Yeah. Buki can go fuck himself. So when it's time to reveal who Buki is, you'll understand.
So for those of you all are wondering, because we've already mentioned Buki on this podcast twice already, we'll have a grand reveal in episode 3, so please stay tuned for that.
Heck yeah.
Absolutely.
It's going to be fun and fantastic.
Good times.
Oh,
Everyone just came.
No, literally.
Drive in your car, you're going to splurge.
They're gonna be at the stoplight and just hear that come out of the radio in the car next to them, like the
fuck? Is that like spooge? Did you call it spooge?
Splooge.
Splooge. Splooge. Thank you. Splooge.
I don't know. I really don't know what it looks like anymore.
I just yeah, because you devour it all.
Well, it fucking swallows every load.
No drop is wasted.
Fucking. What is it? Drink it like it's Jesus juice.
Ew! It's all yeah. Good soup.
I'm thirsty.
Oh no! Good soup.
Rich is there with a fucking straw.
Hey, step bro.
Please, sir. May I have some more?
More porridge.
More porridge. Okay, so I have to ask this question because I've been thinking about this for years. If you were on the Titanic, we're completely to shift around. So if you were on the Titanic and you were Rose, would you let Jack on the door, or would you push that bitch off?
There was so much fucking room.
There was like, a lot of room.
Play me. Like, you better fucking dog pile on that over. Door. That, yes. No, literally. Bitch, sit crisscross apple fucking sauce. Fucking, I don't know.
Okay,
stand up on the motherfucking door at that point.
And you know what?
The
body heat from both of them would have saved them.
Yep.
Like, they would have been fine.
Yep,
she took up that whole fucking door. Bitch, move. Okay. Get the fuck.
So we clearly said fuck Rose. We're on the Jack perspective.
We're on Jack's side.
I'm going to pull that bitch off the door. I'm going to get on.
She has some nice titties, but move those titties aside and let me on that door because, you know.
They could have fucked on that door.
How the fuck do we straight left every fucking time?
Yes. Fucking motorboat that son of a bitch.
The door starts moving forward.
And just for context, Buki is present in, you know, made
yeah, he is.
Motorboat signal.
Yeah, Buki's present. Buki was asking, are they built for speed or for comfort?
Buki said they didn't need life vests in the ocean.
That's right.
That is so fucked.
Nah, but Rose, come on. You could have moved over.
Mm-hmm. No, I definitely agree. Jack, there was no need for him to die.
You know what? And I've thought about that before the podcast.
She even took a whole ass nap on there before.
Dude.
She did. She woke up like, damn, where am I at? She slept so fucking good. The bitch forgot she was in the middle of the fucking Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, she woke up and she's like, oh, she Jack's woke up dead.
Like, damn, okay, that was a good nap.
Why, Jack? And she starts blowing that whistle.
You did too? My bad.
And she'll start blowing that damn whistle, be like, I'm here.
If anything, they should have took motherfucking turns if it was that serious. Like, true. Right? Bitch, we get 10 minutes each. Boop, 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 boop.
Yeah, no.
But
I think they both would have been
fine. Or if
anything,
like lay across the opposite way, like maybe your little feet are hanging off, whatever. But
yeah,
there was ways.
Yeah, no, it was. And the other boats weren't that far away, apparently. Because the lifeboat came back pretty quick. I don't know.
When everybody was fucking dead.
Clear. Fuck Rose.
True.
He was running over all the dead bodies. I'm like, damn.
Move. Get out of my way.
Just got a big spoon, little spoon, that shit, you know, or out on the door. Like they would have
been. Yeah, there was options for sure.
A little. Warmed up all the way.
Hey,
it would have thawed that iceberg out real quick.
You're not wrong. you're not stupid. Wrong. That body heat would have come in handy. Some friction on that shit.
Boil that water, shit.
Not boil that water.
Save countless lives.
Uh-huh. Oh my god. Oh
you
my.
You put on their sunglasses at that point, shit.
Not sunglasses.
Hot tub.
Brought the Titanic back up.
The ship puts itself back together.
Ooh, that was real good.
What the fuck? That was so random.
All right, so the official answer to our listeners is fuck Rose.
No, fuck
save
Rose.
Jack.
I did love Rose, but fuck Rose because
I love Rose. Got on Let's not get that twisted. Door. Rose, sweetheart, she's great, but she could have made some room for Jack.
Anyway, yeah, no, yeah. Definitely. That's 100%.
I mean, he didn't really like tell her to either, though.
Well, yeah, he's not going to be an asshole and be like, bitch, move over.
Fuck
but,
that.
Like,
if I'm in the middle of the fucking Atlantic Ocean, bitch.
Yeah, if
I. Boom, motherfucker. Boom, bitch, get out the way.
Get out the way. Bitch, get out the way.
What? You know, okay, so I've been looking at my notes because, you know, this way I can keep some track of things. And I have this text down here. And I'm like, what the fuck does this say? What, it says bottle of water. I was like, what does that say?
Bottle of water.
I was like, was I drunk when I wrote
it's
this?
It's Tuesday, isn't it?
Bottle of water.
Mind the gap.
Trying to figure out what the fuck this said. Now I know.
Mind the gap.
Mind the gap.
It's terrible.
That literally haunts me like to this day, but like in the best way possible.
Yeah.
In the fucking London like transportation system, like their subways and all that, or their trains. Literally all you hear is, mind the gap.
Shut the fuck up. So that's just playing like over the loudspeakers the whole time?
Yeah.
Or that's what the conductors in them are saying?
No, it's on the speaker.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm.
haunts me in the best way possible,
though. You know, speaking of haunting, I don't think I've watched a scary movie in maybe a year.
Bitch, you have dreams about them every fucking day. You are the scary movie, bitch. You are the demon.
I live it. I've been wanting to watch The Nun 2, the new Insidious. I think there's a new Insidious. Oh,
let's watch the new Exorcist that just came out.
Yes, oh, let's go.
I'm down. Yep.
Shit. Isn't there another movie, the Pope's Exorcist or something?
Shit, I'll go see, huh?
The Pope's Exorcist?
That one fucking sucked. It's on Netflix now. That one's trash.
Damn. Well, fuck that shit.
I heard the new Exorcist is pretty good. The Nun 2 was not bad. I think the first one was scarier. But,
really?
I didn't think the first one was scary either, but yeah. I think I said that but last time, right?
Yeah, we talked about it on episode one. So comparison to compared to the first Nun, that one's scarier than the second one?
Because I think there was a lot of moments in the second one where it was like, yes, queen, you know, like.
Okay. Now let's talk about the lead actress in the Nun.
Farmiga, right?
She is gorgeous. So is your sister, too.
Who?
She's the one that plays, what's her name in the Conjuring series?
Mm-hmm.
The wife?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're sisters.
What the fuck are we
For talking? A while, I thought it was mother-daughter. But they're sisters.
Well, they got like a 20. They got like a 20-year age gap. But they the look first one? The
it's
same.
Tessa and
the first
Tessa and Vera Farmiga.
Vera Farmiga.
The first nun, or the second nun.
She's in the
she
Conjuring.
Plays the nun. Oh, the Conjuring.
She plays the. The wife.
Wait, who are we talking about?
I don't know who the fuck y'all are. I thought you were talking.
Okay,
the couple that exorcises the demons. She plays
Ed and Lorraine Warren.
Ed and Lorraine Warren. She plays
and
Lorraine.
The sister who's in the nun. She plays the.
The nun, one not of the
nun. The evil nun, but the good nun.
The good nun.
Oh, okay. They're sisters. Okay. Before the demon one comes out.
Correct.
Valak. Yeah. Yeah.
See, that's why he has those dreams. Because he says the demon
he just invoked that shit.
Valak.
Bitches in my house, go ahead.
Bitches gonna follow you, hold of your dreams, not Rams.
I'm moving in. I'm moving in.
I put a no vacancy sign.
The value of the neighborhood sure is going down.
That's just because you moved there.
Bitch, I moved out, ho. Fuck you. They wish a bad bitch like me still rented here.
The, what's it called? So this is probably one of our first times ever doing this during the day.
Yeah.
Like right now, the sun's up, right? We can see nice, Ramiro's like, room.
Yeah.
It's true.
Stuff without it being this dark.
There's not fucking
abyss.
Demons waving you're at not, us from across the fucking
The doors
complex.
Are all open, not yes. closed.
Mm-hmm.
So it is different. It is different because I'm used to like looking over like towards a restroom or something. It's pitch black.
And just hear like those demon noises.
it's coming from the crazy. Toilet.
The fucking plumbing.
It was Sapporo lunch.
It's that beef teriyaki ram ad. Is that my wonton soup? delicious.
Swimming back up. All that cum.
Now see. Did nobody say nothing about that?
It's all the kids trying to get back out.
I'm so stuck on this. Bam saying, it's so boring. The fucking beef teriyaki, bitch. Oh, their miso soup is so good.
That thing slaps, though. It fucking slaps.
That, y'all.
Thank you
if
for
y'all
lunch,
have never,
by the way.
If y'all had never been to Sapporo, go. It's over there on Houseman. That bitch is jumping.
Yep. For the people that are in Brazil and the Philippines and Germany.
And the Cascade Mountains.
The Cascade Mountains in Nicaragua.
That means y'all just got to come down for yourselves, you know?
Right.
So
very it's much. Pretty awesome. It's super affordable, super great, super awesome. Sapporo. It's where it's at.
Yeah. It's bussing.
So speaking of food things, I don't think I really talked about it last season. Do y'all have weird things that you do with your food?
What?
Like any weird rituals or the way you eat them?
Oh, my Kit Kats.
What do you mean?
So you know how like most people just break them apart and just fucking take a big old bite? I don't do that.
Are you a savage and you eat the whole,
you eat
like
the whole
you eat
thing?
Them all as four? You take a bite of the
bitch,
floor?
Bitch, I don't naked? Just shove things in my fucking mouth like you do, bitch. No. So
haven't shown me that shit.
So I break it apart and then
like
you bite
the
all the sides off.
Oh, okay.
And then you peel off the wafer one. It's like four wafers in one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've done that before. Yeah. Something similar to that.
Yeah. I don't know if there's anything else.
You?
I
what about your
when I eat gummy worms, like I'll stretch the gummy worm and then I'll take like little bites.
Because you know Ram like is stretched out. Like wanga. He like is stretched out.
Necesito wanga.
Right. Period. Punto.
So
you just stretch them out? And
stretch them out and like
just For funsies?
Just for funsies, and then like I'll take little nibbles of it, or like
you just bite the
same thing with like Twizzlers. Like I don't know, it's usually just foods that are elongated.
Got not it. Elongated.
Maybe like like bread too. I'll take like I don't know.
Yeah, oh, if I ever eat a piece of bread by itself, 9 times out of 10, I smash it first.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Like I have no fucking idea why. There's no rhyme or reason to it.
I do the same thing. I like white bread.
You also like soggy sandwiches.
Yeah,
that's true.
We
talked about that before. That's true.
Yeah, he likes the sandwiches that soggy stick bread. To the roof of his mouth.
Yeah.
I eat food very differently for. Honestly, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is just
your hot Cheetos and your coffee.
My hot Cheetos and my coffee. Yeah, that's a really big one. I'm sure some people are like, "What the fuck?" Try it out. Try it out. Put some hot Cheetos in your coffee.
But they're gonna be all soggy.
Okay, I'm not saying leave it in there for an hour and a half.
Dip them in there or what?
No, I poured it in.
Like, but for I just don't understand like the point.
Just the I don't know the heat and the bitterness of coffee. They sell and the like sweetness. It just it's
spicy
good.
Spicy coffee instead.
It's not the fucking same.
Is it like just a salty sweet aspect that you like?
It's not really salty. It's just spicy, a little spicy.
spicy, a little spicy.
Bookie over here talking about balls. All right. what's it called? No, it just I don't know. It's spicy. It's bitter. It's sweet. You have all the flavors going in there. It tastes pretty good. But I'm not leaving them in there for 45 minutes until they get all fucking like vomit and then I try to drink.
Ew.
Are you sure?
Like. Right.
Are you sure?
It gets there eventually. But.
So then, okay, this leads to my next question. Uh-huh. Since we're talking about food, have you ever incorporated food into any sexual acts? I can say I honestly never have.
I think.
Like when people be cream. Like pouring fucking chocolate syrup on their dick and in their booty holes and shit, I'm like.
Just whipped cream for me.
I think I've never done that.
Mm-mm. What peanut butter? Peanut butter?
No, I don't think
I've damn, peanut butter. What the fuck?
I think it was whipped cream and there was something else. Caramel.
I know some people that be damn near making ice cream sundaes in their booty hole and shit. I'm like, that is
that's a lot of work. Oh,
put some chocolate on that?
Right.
I'm like, that's chocolate. A lot of work.
I don't know. I would be scared. Like, what if you don't like get it all up out of there? I think because I think of that episode of 1,000 Ways to Die where
hold on.
She...
Yeah, I know.
What I'm talking about?
They put the whipped cream thing up
no,
there?
No, she fucking didn't have... condoms or like whatever. So the guy wrapped his dick with saran wrap and used mayonnaise as lube and then fucked her and she didn't clean herself out properly, so maggots like formed and they ate her from the inside out.
God.
So because of that, I would never use no type
of. So I just want everybody to know that I'm gay for a reason, and that's probably one of them. That's
the same thing can happen disgusting. To your booty hole.
No, it ain't. I get ate right after. It's
fine. You know what?
You know why? You know why? Hashtag enema. Hashtag
enema. To the listeners at home, I'm sorry. That was my fault.
Just throw a quick water bottle in there.
Dude, really? The maggots? Like that's
yeah,
that's
she ended up getting gone. Maggots because she like couldn't clean it out all the way in.
That's gross.
Yeah, they ate her from the inside out.
No.
That's very fucked.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Uh-huh. You're welcome. Nightmare fuel.
Yeah, really.
The so talking about food, talking about maggots. So the food that I eat, pizza is probably one of my biggest ones. I think it's the one thing that I get the most looks at when I eat it, like how I want to eat it. Uh-huh. When I eat pizza, I like to remove the toppings and put them to the side. I remove the cheese, put it to the side. I lick off the sauce and then I eat the dough that has risen from the bottom crust. I eat all of that. Then I eat the bottom crust. Then I'll eat the back crust. Then I'll eat the toppings
what
and the cheese.
What the fuck type of serial killer are you? Like, I don't understand.
It's just how I love to eat pizza.
For what?
So for me, bitch, that's who.
Is it because you can taste everything differently and not all the same?
There is no fucking way you do that shit in public.
No. So I have to be very, he
does
very...
It in a dark room.
He's like,
sitting
no,
in the toilet crying. Right. I love my pizza.
He's like, when I'm around people, I have to eat it like
right. He makes sure the fucking window blinds are closed and shit.
Yeah, no,
the doors are locked.
I have to eat it normal. People will look at me when I eat that shit in public.
Who the fuck wouldn't? That's fucking weird.
But for the toppings, I put them all in my mouth at the same time, and then I'll chew them. And then chew them into the left and right sides of my teeth.
Some behaviors never change. Creature of habit or whatever.
Always shoving it in. Yeah. Ooh. No, I will chew on it and then I chew it to the sides of my mouth and then I re-chew it back to the middle and then I swallow it.
Wait.
Yeah.
He goes left, right, front.
Damn, bitch.
Back, and then back. Up, down.
Gargle, gargle, or whatever.
That's interesting. I've never known that about. That's fucked is what. I've never known that about you. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
You have a lot of quirks.
A lot, yeah.
Richard, oh, thank you.
Thank you.
That's wild.
Burgers and sandwiches are probably the same thing. Whenever I eat burgers and sandwiches, I eat the complete rim of it. If it's burger sandwich, like for rim sandwiches.
Rim job.
Right. They're rim jobs. I eat the crust. Or burgers, I just eat the edge of it. I don't eat the whole thing before I like really finish doing anything else. Before I take a drink or eat fries or do something,
so
I do the whole edge of it.
So then theoretically, because I feel like this is could be a controversial question, because this is a debate. I've had this debate with people before. If you're eating a cinnamon roll, do you peel off the layers around the middle or do you eat the middle first? Because I know people that eat the middle first and I feel like that's fucked up.
I peel off the layers, eat the layers first. Right,
I feel like you have to eat the layers.
Go start on the outer and go
all of the topping and then I'll like unravel
slice
it.
The top off?
No. Like I lick like the lick icing. The icing off? I take all the icing off.
Dang, big fella, you so like to lick it or whatever.
I licked that icing out real good.
But then it's you're not gonna have the fucking flavor in the pieces.
It's in my mouth. It's fine.
That's what he said before.
All that white sugar coated my mouth real good.
Oh my god! So you lick the icing off it, then you eat
and then around it. Yeah, then eat around it. Yeah, then I unravel.
See, and I know people that literally fucking eat the middle of it first, and I'm like, that's fucked. Like
I see people eat it like it's a fucking apple. Just like,
oh yeah,
I'm like, no, that's crazy. No.
That's crazy.
Fuck you. Okay.
When you did it, that made me think of people that like bite whole ass onions.
Oh, ooh.
I could, maybe if like I know it's a lot like of people caramelized. You know, like the ones you put on the grill, like wrapping foil. And
I know a lot of people that do that. Same thing with tomatoes. They'll eat it.
When I was a kid, I could eat a tomato like it was an apple,
like an apple. Mm-hmm. I don't like tomatoes.
Tomatoes are fucking disgusting,
and I'm not a big fan of onion.
Fucking love tomato. Nah, well, I like onion too. I don't think I could eat like a fucking onion. Just
it's just for me. It's raw onion. I can't.
Do you like caramelized onion?
Yeah, like onion sauteed is not. Is,
I can't.
Is fine.
I can't do tomatoes, cucumber, tomatoes. Mushrooms or okra. Those are the only three things I won't eat.
Cilantro. I won't eat cilantro.
I fucking love cilantro.
I won't.
What kind of brown person are you?
I know. Do you have the soap everybody bean? So I actually talked about it with a friend of mine the other day. I don't know if it's the whole soap thing. I just think it overpowers everything. So it may be a little bit of both. It's the same thing. Yeah.
There's people that like if you have a certain gene, it'll taste like soap.
It'll taste like soap. It's the same thing with me for cheese. I don't like cheese in my breakfast.
Oh, I want all the motherfucking cheese.
Like, it's just one of those ingredients. So, like
bacon, egg, and cheese, that's not you.
It'll just be the bacon and egg or the sausage, egg, and the biscuit.
Nah, I need my motherfucking cheese on that bitch.
It just overpowers everything for me.
Period. But I love cheese. I'm a cheese person.
Yeah, no, I guess I am too. I am. No, yeah. I guess. I love the smelly cheeses. Those are good too.
Buy cheese.
I love dick cheese. I love blue cheese.
Dick cheese, blue cheese.
Same shit.
Blue cheese, dick cheese. That's the same. That's
they're
the same thing.
They're both moldy. They both smell gross.
Ew. Same thing.
Let's see. The burger thing, right? Uh-huh. So burgers and sandwiches. So I eat the complete rim of it. Then I will eat it in layers. I'll eat the top bun. I'll eat the veggies. I'll eat the meats. Then I'll eat whatever comes after. In whatever order it's in, I'll eat it in layers. That is my preferred way of eating sandwiches and burgers. I don't know. It's really weird. Which is weird because when I was a kid, whenever I would have, like we'd make, I don't know, carne asada, we have rice and beans and everything. I would mix all of it together.
I was going to say, what, do you fucking suck the sauce off the fucking carne asada? I fucking hate it here.
And
half the listeners just came right now.
It's just I know I did. So with the
dang, that's twice in one episode.
That's twice in 5 minutes. Shit.
Not Jeez. 5 minutes.
With food, I also and me and Anthony are really big on this. We don't do leftovers. Like we do not do leftovers.
Same.
I can't do it. So Boogie decided to call me out on something the other day because I don't eat leftovers because I don't know what it is. I cannot eat them. I feel like they're just gross. But at work, I'll eat reheats, which is essentially a leftover.
Leftovers.
That's literally what the fuck leftovers is.
Exactly, right? I don't know what it is. At work, it's completely different. At home.
Maybe because you don't have a choice when you're at work.
Oh, I have a choice, bitch.
You're like, make me a steak.
They pull out a steak. I would be mad as fuck.
No, I know you could. That's the power you have. Make me a steak.
But it's
Bookie,
it's
make me a steak.
Not Bookie. Because I know if they told me that, I'd be like, I know you fucking lying.
Bitch, get your own steak.
I would. I'd be like, be fucking for real.
But yeah, no, I won't do leftovers, but I'll do reheats for people who are not in the food service industry. Reheats are things that are leftovers. So when
it's
you when you go buy that $73 steak and mashed potatoes and shit, just know that might have been from fucking yesterday. Mm. Right? So just FYI. Not everything's fresh. Aside from food, I have weird quirks about certain things that I do. My toothbrush is probably the biggest one. And you know Anthony's a real one because for Christmas, I opened this box and it had a bunch of boxes in it. I was like, oh my God, what is this? And I opened them, nothing but fucking toothbrushes. There was like 241 toothbrushes. And I'm like, dude, who gives somebody that? Well, if my toothbrush touches something else than my right hand, I have to throw it away. So I go through shit tons of toothbrushes. If it touches the sink, the cup that it's in, if the brush touches the cup that it's in, the counter, the toothpaste bottle, like anything, I throw the brush away.
But yet this man sucks cheese dick.
Yeah.
You know what, though? I think I remember that about you. So those 200 and some toothbrushes, how far in are you on those?
I have about one case left, so I probably have been... I've probably been through.
Oh my God!
Like, meanwhile,
literally, people in other countries like fucking.
Meanwhile, wishing I have the same toothbrush for the last 6 months.
I thought he was gonna say 6 years. I was like, baby, we finna go to the store and get.
Let me give you some of my toothbrushes.
Be like, baby, brush your case.
I'll send you about $20. Get you a couple toothbrushes.
When it's crazy because he got them for me because he knew that I'm like really really bad about it because when I go on trips with him. And we're there for 3 or 4 days. Like, I'm going to brush my teeth a few times. I have to go buy a whole set of stuff to bring with me. Mm-hmm. So now I just take this bag of toothbrushes with me. And every time I use one, I throw it away. I use one, I throw it away. Because I cannot reuse the same one, especially when I'm gone. Even if it sits in a cup that has, it's very short, the brush won't touch it. I just can't. The whole thing touches and it's contaminated.
So where do you store your toothbrush at?
It stays in a cup, but it can only go in one cup. There's one specific cup that it goes in. It cannot go anywhere
else. What is the difference between that cup and other cups?
I have no idea.
What the fuck type of OCD do you have?
What kind of cup is it?
It's a little green IKEA cup that I got years ago. But I won't put it anywhere else. If I put it literally touches anything else, I'll throw it away. So, it's crazy.
It's given serial killer.
I like to keep cat heads under my bed. Cat heads. I keep cat heads under my bed. But yeah, no, it's
that.
It's,
that is interesting.
Yeah.
That is interesting.
Again,
thank you for sharing.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's a lot. It goes on and on and on and on and on.
And now I'm trying to like go into my repertoire of things that I do, but I can't think of it right now. But if I do and think of any, I will definitely let y'all know.
A little bit of this Skonka's life, so people can get closer, get to know me inside and inside.
Inside and inside.
Inside and inside.
Whatever happens first.
Usually the second.
Either way, someone's inside.
Yeah, oh, God.
Bag of hot Cheetos. All you need is a bag of hot Cheetos.
Literally.
We said this episodes ago.
Richard bag of hot Cheetos. Trick himself
nah,
out
funsies. Hot Cheetos. That's what funsies.
Just for fun.
Just for fun.
Funsies.
But I think we need to move on to our Spanish word of the day. We haven't hit that part yet.
Yeah, Spanish word of the day.
¿Cómo se dice en español, please?
And the Spanish word of the day is cagar.
Cagar.
Cagar. Aaron, do you want to tell us what that means?
It means to shit.
That's exactly right, Aaron.
It means defecate. Okay, say it.
Not defecate.
Say it appropriately.
So using it in a sentence, you can say, necesito a cagar, which I need to shit. Voy a cagar is I'm going to go take a shit. Cagar is to shit.
Voy a cagar?
Voy a cagar.
Voy a cagar.
Necesito a cagar o voy a ir a cagar. A cagar. Wow, I'm struggling with that one too.
There you are. I see that. He's the Spanish speaker, this bitch.
I am.
Jesus.
Cagar. Okay, so necesito cagar.
Voy a cagar or voy a caca. Boy, I got a caca.
Boy, I ir.
Boy, I got a caca.
So you can say.
Fucking stupid.
Voy a ir a cagar.
That was fucking funny. He said, boy, I got a caca. He's fucking idiot.
I mean, we'll understand what you're saying.
That was so funny.
Cagar.
Boy,
not the Tinder notification.
Oh. You got Grindr?
Bitch, not Grindr.
Sluts in your area.
Boy, I don't know. I speak Spanglish, and that's all I know how to speak.
I do so reckon that's right.
I do so reckon.
I reckon.
Now let me go fuck my sisters.
What the fuck?
Oh, God. There's
cue banjo noise.
Shit, we need to get a real banjo in here. Y'all sound like shit. Let's go.
That's the best banjo noise right. in the world. The fuck you mean?
The best banjo.
For the elites.
Mm-hmm. Listen, toothbrush.
I'm going to start calling you toothbrush. That was fucking fuck funny.
I love you, Richard. I'm sorry, man.
Oh, shit. Hold on, bitch. I ain't got my one lung. Hold on. Oh, shit.
I've never heard Aaron laugh so fucking hard.
Because he said, look, toothbrush. I'm gonna call that bitch Colgate.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. I'm crying.
The hate
too.
Crime going on over here. The discrimination against me.
The fucking. It was such a slur coming from Ramsey. Oh, shit.
The straight made it worse.
God, dude, straight
tried it
funny.
Again.
That was fucking funny. Man, my fucking head hurt now. God damn, that was funny.
I love Richard to death.
That was perfect. Look, that was perfect. You know what? We gonna make a sticker like that. Fuck you, Colgate.
We need to get an actual like fucking toothbrush that's pointing at them. Talking about look, toothbrush. Oh fuck!
I fucking love it.
My fucking head hurt.
That had already been a roll on Discord.
Thanks, Bookie. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Bookie.
Thanks, Bookie.
Big Bookie, bitch. Not the little one.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh. Big Bookie up in this bitch.
Big Bookie, right. Bitch.
Big booty hot.
Sorry. Cagar. All right, so cagar. Donde a ver hay cagar en tu biblioteca? Did I speak Spanish?
You did.
Yeah.
Ooh, that is a complete sentence.
It was.
Was that a real sentence?
Yeah. Do you know what she said?
Where can I take a shit in the library?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Say it again one more time.
Oh, dude. I don't know what I said.
You're like,
donde, wait. No, I said, what did I say? Donde haber hay cagar en la biblioteca? I think I said that.
Somewhat.
Yeah. We all get the general idea.
Gotcha. Where can I take a shit in one of them books?
In the book.
Why am I asking this encyclopedia?
Your ass is open like an encyclopedia.
Fuck this library card.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Literally.
Library card.
Literally. Literally.
Remember when Richard used to say he used to go and do work at the library?
Oh, God, yes.
Fuck you.
At fucking UTSA. That was,
go back and listen to the previous episode of season one.
Yeah.
I made it sound like I was a fucking regular and just go there three times a second.
It was. I was like, what the fuck? Goes on his lunch break.
Man, I gotta get this done.
Bitch didn't have no internet at home. Had to go to the fucking college library. Bitch. Okay. Security goes over there. Hello?
Hello?
He's like, again, sir? Again? Right.
He's like, I'm studying for finals.
I'm almost done.
Mind your business. Drop
my respect the hustle.
So we're going to call this episode Fuck Richard, okay? This is I mean, fuck me, right?
Please. In the best, in dear, the best,
please dear do Mr. it. Toothbrush.
In the best way. How he do likes you, it.
How do you say toothbrush in Spanish?
Oh, that...
He looked at me like I got the answer.
Cepillo de...
There ain't no fucking way.
Cepillo de diente?
I was going to say cagar. Cagar? I almost spit my water out everywhere. Okay.
I don't know if it's right or not, but cepillo de diente would be toothbrush. Like, cepillo is brush.
19 words. I'm going
diente
to go
is tooth.
That's the whole fucking alphabet.
Somebody look that up.
What did you say it was?
Cepillo de diente.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sopapillo?
Yeah, sopapillas.
Sopapillas, please. Sopapillas
from the dentist. Sopapillas from the dentist.
Sopapillas.
Yep. Sopapilla de diente. Okay.
So I was right, Aaron?
Huh?
Sopapilla de
cepillo
diente.
De diente.
Cepillo. Sepia. Sepia? Sepia de dentist.
Cepillo, mijo.
So close. So close. So close. You're so close.
Cat torso. Cat torso.
Sepia de dentist. Okay.
The dentist?
Diente.
Oh, fuck.
You're like, beeped at that guy.
I just want to say, fuck both of y'all. Okay? fuck you, and especially fuck you, Bookie.
Bookie! Bitch. Bookie's like, what the
son
fuck?
Of a bitch. Is pick on the gay today? Is that what it is? Pick on the gay? That's a hate crime. I want to let y'all know that right
bitch,
now.
Bitch, I'm gay the fuck.
This really is a great
But thing. You're gayer. Oh, that's true.
Bitch.
You are.
You are.
Bitch.
Ram, who's gayer?
Richard.
Okay, period.
Boogie, you're going to stay the fuck out of this, all right?
Did you put a hand through? Yes. Yeah, my wrist is like right here, but yours is like.
Bitch, your wrist is inside. That's what it is.
Can't even see the wrist.
Right by your toothbrushes, ho.
Stupid bitch.
Use the bitches as a sounding rod.
Oh, damn. Okay, can we talk a little bit about sounding rods?
Sounding. Oh my god,
baby,
yes.
I don't know nothing. Wait. That's Richard. I don't know nothing about him.
So,
my deepest
fear is when I get a lot older than I am now, they have to stick something a catheter up my pee hole. I don't want that ever.
Okay. Well, so you're just gonna be like, let me fucking die.
Let me go.
They're gonna put you under. They don't just fucking rod dog that shit. Well, sometimes. Sometimes you're awake for that shit.
That's scary. You realize how small our pee hole is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not until you stick something inside of it.
Just imagine people are putting sounding rods like this fucking big.
So, like a quarter of a fucking
so
inch.
So would that be equivalent to like stretching your ears, like gauges? The sounding rod gets thicker. Yeah, so you're stretching your pee hole?
I thought your pee hole goes back though.
I think eventually.
Well, I don't think it. It's not you like you can't like thing. Legit stretch it, stretch it. You'd fucking like
yeah,
you your would dick would out. Like fucking explode.
Yeah,
not explode. What's the word? Like burst,
implode.
I don't just fucking know. Tear? You know what I mean? Yeah, like
I don't know what you mean.
So stop.
Like, the burst. Gonna,
tear. It means I'm thinking tear. Yeah, I mean, I think eventually you can
so
like loosen.
Take us into that. If you know, or if whatever you've heard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I have definitely never used a sounding rod. I can't. Say these other two that are here haven't either, but you know, who knows?
Definitely haven't.
Me. Yeah, not me.
Never.
But sounding rods are. So.
I'm scared of a catheter. You're going to put a fucking rod in my dick.
Oh my God, right?
Yeah.
And some of these are textured. Some of them have like they spirals. Have spikes.
Or some of them have spikes. Ridges. They make like monster ones.
Pleasured for him.
Maybe it is Maybelline. Okay.
I'm so disturbed by this.
So I went to the Megaplex one day and
love the Megaplex.
No more Tuesday. And so there was a case and it had a bunch of sounding rods inside of it and they're all different thicknesses. I mean, there were some that were bigger than my finger. There were some that were like a straight up one of those thick ass permanent markers. There was a lot. There was a whole bunch and they had spirals. They had a whole bunch of stuff. So it looked pretty intense, but people really like they. If you don't know what a sounding rod is, it's the rod that you stick into your dick hole, and you slide it in. You jerk off with it.
Okay,
I think my dick broke.
I think I'm good on this subject.
But they go so all the way down, base to the base of their dick, basically into their balls, and they just slam at it, and it's it is aggressive. I'm sure people are driving around crashing right now.
So
it's me. I'm people. I'm gonna jump off the balcony.
Are you? Jerking the rod, and then in turn, it's in
they do
your,
both.
In
they your do both. They basically plunge their dick, or they jerk their dick while the rod's inside of it. Either one. Yeah, it is not
that level of uncomfortable. Yeah. I feel right now.
Like you feel the tingle go up the shaft, and it's rough. Ugh. But
Anyway,
that's gonna be your life when you're in your 70s.
When they put catheter in him.
For real, like
yeah, you're gonna have to squeeze one of your balls to inflate it.
What? No, I'm not taking a blood pressure.
Them big old thing of things he got down there, shit.
Yeah, there's like a pump. Like,
he's gotta squeeze it one time. Goes, right. The fucking air pump, like for the air mattresses.
The fucking tire in your bicycle.
Yeah,
but yeah, no, it's a pump they put like on your thigh or on your ball or something, and then you actually like pump it, or it's like at your hip, and you pump it, and then you're and eventually you're hard.
Mm-hmm. Like jacking the car up for basically, tire change, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or like when you used to have those shoes that had the little thing.
Yeah,
the tongue.
Oh, I had those.
Yeah, it was one of those. Yeah, no, I don't know why I know this information, but I do.
That's why I asked, because I'm just the show whore. I wouldn't say it's intriguing either. It's just one of those things I need to know how that works.
Bitch, you just gonna say that all natural? I'm just a slut.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. Yes,
and I definitely did.
Speaking of sounding, would you ever wear a gimp suit?
What the fuck is that?
It's that fully leather. Boogie's gonna find out for y'all. But it's like this full like
body. Like in American Horror Story?
Yes.
No. Oh.
With the zipper mouth, maybe fuck zipper
no.
asshole.
Fuck no.
No? Oh, look. Okay.
You're like, oh, just me.
Look. Bookie found it for y'all.
I mean.
No.
No?
You would?
No, I wouldn't. I'm too claustrophobic for that shit.
Right. No? I'm a big bitch. What the fuck?
I don't know. There's some people who
I'm walking there like, I got a thing. Looking like a double wide surprise. Like, uh-uh. I think the fuck not.
It's a very old school thing. Like, it maybe it came from like the 60s or something. Like, it's
probably.
I feel like that's some white people shit.
It might be.
Quite possibly.
I think that, yeah, that's some white people shit.
Okay.
You gotta hit me out, Aaron. That's some white people shit.
That's that white people shit.
Amen.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Not the hallelujah, bitch. I just
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay, so you won't sound yourself, right? We'll do the gimp suit. If you, let's say you're dating a girl or guy, and it's been 5 years, I guess minus me. Would you? Well, it has to be a girl, so it has to be. It's a Ramiro question. Huh? Would you ever?
It could be a me question.
Okay. Oh, well, I guess it could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you forgetting about my? I don't even know.
Your gaping hole. No.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. That works too.
Would you ever? Well, the only reason I don't say you is because I think you would. Is would you let your girlfriend peg you?
We talked about this in season one.
I feel like I've definitely shared that there was someone in college that she was just so fucking attractive. She was like a stud. I mean, I don't know. I'm never gonna say never or whatever. I don't know. That's a hard one.
Never say never. Justin Bieber was.
You wouldn't let a girl peg you?
Yeah, I'm down.
Right.
I mean, I take everything else in there, so why not?
I go back to my answer in season one when Sabrina was on the episode. This came up. And,
Yeah, it did.
I said I would try anything once. When it comes down to it, I don't know if I actually would. But if my girlfriend, whom we were clicking, and it was just the best shit ever, and we wanted to do something different, then... Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Fisting.
What?
What the fuck?
Fisting. Mm-hmm. Got it.
And I don't know. To me, I don't think it like makes a guy gay if like his girlfriend does it.
No.
Now, there might be little sus things you could do. Like if you're letting your girlfriend peg you, like I don't think that's gay. But if you're like on top writing that shit and all that, okay, I'm a little suspicious of you. I'm a little suspicious of you. I'm not gonna lie. If she's like pulling your hair from the back and shit, like I don't know.
Big at fella. That point, you're horny off fantasies. You're like,
yeah. At that point, yeah, you're living at your that best point. Life. Which, hey, I mean, if that's your prerogative,
that's your prerogative. Hey, live your best life.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know, Steph. I completely agree with you.
Right, right. Like I feel like if it's like just real casual, whatever, okay, but.
What's like, start, if like, it's like just a tip or like a few thrusts.
Mm. And be like, if you're okay, over there like gagging on the dildo and like fucking like,
no, this is not it.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Hey, Sarah, can you fuck me again? It's every day this month. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Then it's like, mm-hmm. Okay, maybe.
Which like, hey, once again, if that's what you're into, that's what you're into.
You're into. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, we support the gays or whatever. To do that, you
need to be online. Oh.
Fucking Richard.
That was Richard's sex bot.
Right, he's trying to download porn as
we're and again episode. To all our listeners, you guys know what we stand by here. This is a safe space. Everyone is welcome.
And I mean, we're definitely not saying that as like discrimination because right. I mean, Richard and I literally fucking get
absolutely. So. We don't body shame. We don't.
Nah, we body shame each other. Bitch.
I mean, each other is different. But
Bookie called me big just not 5 minutes ago. Uh-huh,
that's true. That's true. Yes, he did.
Fucking Bookie
likes to fat shame people daily.
Definitely so does.
That's fucked up. We're painting a pretty bad picture for Bookie. Yeah. He don't like to fat shame.
Bookie sounds like he's been to prison a few times. Fucking
Bookie,
people up.
Bookie keeping it real on the streets.
Right.
Nah,
it'll be fine. I'm excited for this season and all the fun things that we'll do and show. Not show. Well, I guess show.
Yeah.
Eventually we'll show.
Yeah. We're going to be doing some video podcasts down in the season as the season goes on. Good stuff. We're going to get a whole new setup. It's going to be great.
Some streaming. We're going to do some streaming.
Yep.
You'll see one of our faces or maybe all of our faces. Who knows?
Yeah.
It'll be exciting.
See the back of some knees.
Knees touch. The back of the knees touch.
Make your knees touch.
The way I listened to that episode the other day and was just fucking dying. Just trying to visualize a person being folded backwards.
I would be so fucking impressed if I saw that.
They'd be dead. They'd be dead.
Make shit to do me.
That's prime content. You know.
That definitely is. Yeah. Scene. I'm sorry. You talking about touching the back of your knees?
Prime content.
That's in the hospital, maybe. Dislocate your pelvis.
At the morgue.
That's why it's prime. You know, it's going to take some wear and
Where's
tear
Aaron
a little at? Bit.
Aaron did.
He's in the hospital. He's in the hospital again this month. Yeah.
What a way to go.
Hey, we got that money in the bank, though.
Okay.
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 Unnecessary.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
I believe you.
I believe you.
Jump in the line. Rock your body in time. Okay. I believe you. Jake, Shinora.
Hey.
Rock your body lying.
Hey.
Jake, Shinora. Work it all the time.
Bitch, where did you go? Like, I feel like Graham went to a dark place and he just couldn't stop. He couldn't stop.
It's one of those things where you have to follow through.
You saw that motherfucker through, bitch. You held his hand all the fucking way.
Start like, to finish. Cross the road. I helped that motherfucker cross the road two times over.
Right. Rambo got possessed, goddamn.
Oh, fuck.
I saw his eyes changing color and shit.
Oh, I'm good. I just...
Is that like one of your nightmares, Richard?
He's going to be fucking triggered tonight.
He's like, no.
He's going to be holding his toothbrush for comfort.
No, because I'm going to have to throw it away.
Did you have a whole fucking cage?
Fuck you, Bookie, big bitch.
Not big bitch. We just said little buddy shit.
I'm a big bitch.
You were talking about me holding my toothbrush for comfort, and he's like... fucking assholes. I don't know what it is. You know what? I'm going to call this
When you're brushing, like, your tongue and stuff, do you ever, like, you know, kind of push it, like, too far back a little bit, and you kind of gag a little bit, and then you're like, oh, shit.
No, because he has no gag reflex.
I don't gag, but yeah.
Not like...
I'm a
sucking dick and brushing your teeth are two different types of gagging.
You gag them both.
You know what? Never mind. I was gonna make a point, but never mind.
I don't really gag on it when I go too far back. Just brushing my esophagus. It doesn't really bother me that much.
Oh, okay.
But you know, whenever I need to like throw up if I'm really drunk and I shove my finger in my throat, like I don't have any issues. Like I'll be like,
oh no, I think Buki's probably seen it, but I will literally have my whole fist down my throat and will still not throw up.
Yeah,
it takes a lot for me to throw up.
I think mentally it doesn't matter if it's a dick or a toothbrush. I think that just nothing happens. So.
You heard it here
Mom,
first.
Mom, what are you listening to? Right. What are they talking about?
Let me put this warning out there. Go ahead and put your headphones in right at this point. I'm about to start talking about deep throating.
Whole episode in, finally, you know, get the disclosure. Oh, go ahead.
Finally.
Right. Go ahead and put your headphones on.
It's going to be great.
You know what's hot out here. Trying to make the money for the rent.
Hey. Well, the Cadillacs and gas money spent.
What caused a whole lot of bitches jumping shit?
Grandma, you're going to blow your back out. You better be careful.
I know. Bitch, I don't throw ass like that no more. My back hurt. I got knee problems.
Aaron, hey, cut them cheeks, girl.
This is ballsack hitting his back. Grandpa, sit the fuck down.
You fucking stupid bitch.
That'd be my problem, though.
That'd be Ram's problem.
Especially in the summertime. Ooh, shit.
Rams stay having ball leash.
In the summertime when your balls get saggy. Hey.
Hey. Hey. Hey. Okay. So before we get going, I want to make sure that we give our little shout outs. You know, we have our Patreon. So if you haven't followed us, you definitely want to go in there, jump on, and support us any way you can. But you don't have to, of course. But before we end our show, we wanted to give a shout out to our amazing subs on Patreon, repping the Ram and Aaron tiers. The Rarin. We're going to talk about the Rarin.
The Rarin. The Rarin. Hey, that's the good. Tiers. I like that.
We have Sabrina, Terrence, and Jeanette. Thank y'all so much for
yes, thank you guys. Us.
Also, just, to add on to that,
yeah,
just because I feel like it's necessary, we got to give a special. Oh fuck! I can't talk either now, bitch. Because of you.
A special
shout out to our OG Patreon follower who followed us for a very long time, even after our podcast was dead to the world. Our girl Sienna.
Sienna. Yes.
She was for a very, very long time.
And Sienna, I hope you're still listening.
We love you.
Thank you for supporting. You're yes. amazing, as well as everyone that Richard mentioned.
Yes.
Jeanette, Terrence, and Sabrina. Thank you guys so much. Really, really appreciate it. Thank definitely. You.
It's going to help us grow and do more and have fun and keep bringing all the laughs and the inappropriate content that we like to bring. Yes.
And shout out to those of you who keep coming back every week to listen to us and yes, follow sir. Us. We appreciate you as well.
Absolutely.
Yep. Jump on the Patreon. Check us out on Discord. Check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all the different things that we stream on. So we would
beans,
enjoy.
Greens, potatoes, tomatoes, all that.
Beans,
your greens, name tomatoes. It. Your name it.
And don't forget to check out our Twitch as well. And as we start to build there and grow just all over the place. I'm excited. It'll be a great season. It's going to be a great year. It's going to be a fun time. Great year is fucking toward the end.
Hey.
It'll be fun. Hey, no. Hey, you know.
Bring in 2024 on a good note. Shit, I'm with it.
It's up and stuck. What'd you say,
Alex? Up, it's up. Oh, and it's up.
It's up. Hey.
Okay.
It is
okay.
Up.
Okay. Aaron's balls are slapping the floor. So
bitch.
Let me go ahead and start editing this show
up. Fuck you.
He's back.
Right.
He's back.
His balls.
Once I
together.
Get my lungs fixed up, it's over for you, hoes. Alrighty, Skonkitas. Well, that is about all the fun filled action, traction, subtraction, multiplication, division, PEMDAS, and all that other great shit that we have for today. So, this is us signing off. Do Donde Esta Mi podcast. I'm Aaron.
I'm Ram.
And I'm Richard.
See you next time.
Bye.
Adios. What the fuck?